Mom, there's something about the water. There's something out there, Mom. I can feel it.
Is there a problem?
We lost so many.
There's always a price to be paid.
But my part of that legacy is one of death and war.
But you're more than that. Because I'm more than that. You lack conviction. There's hope for you yet.
This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him.
The Force has a dark and a light side. That's black magic and white magic. The doorway into the occult is an altered state of consciousness. Force takeover. That's an altered state of consciousness. Yoda is a yogi.
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We'd rather reprove them.
Ahsoka means love and light.
Welcome to Conspiracy in the Force, Season 3, Star Wars and the New Age Deception. With me, Conspiracy Kyle.
Things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Welcome back to another episode of Conspiracy in the Force. I'm your host, Conspiracy Kyle. On today's episode, we'll discuss part 5 of Ahsoka, titled Shadow Warrior. Now in this episode, Ahsoka met up with her former master Anakin while in a dreamlike state, and then physically entered into the belly of the whale, to borrow the Joseph Campbell term, when she went through the jaws of the space whale to guide her into another dimension. Now, a lot of crazy stuff happened here, and it's taken me a while to comb through the New Age context, as there was so much to unpack. But anyways, let's get into it. Speaking in broad strokes, as we've been discussing this whole season so far, the overarching New Age concept is that you are God. God is within you. Everything around you is God. Now, this is an oversimplification to be sure, but this will create the basis of our discussion on this episode. Now in the prior episode, part 4, Ahsoka was defeated in battle by Baylan Skoll and fell off a high rock complex into a body of water, presumably to her death. Now here in part 5, we see that she is still alive somehow, but in somewhat of another world altogether, in a vision where she must face her past and confront the decision she has made. Now truly, Ahsoka did enter the belly of the whale physically at the end of this episode, but what happens here in this vision is also typical of what author Joseph Campbell, creator of the Hero's Journey template, would call entering the belly of the whale. Per Campbell, quote, "Instead of passing outward beyond the confines of the visible world, the hero goes inward to be born again," end quote. In that born again quote is very symbolic. To enter the whale, per Campbell, quote, "The hero is swallowed into the unknown and would appear to have died," end quote. Now this is important to note, because then at the end of her vision, she is seen once again in the water, almost a symbolic baptism, before being rescued and brought back to the normal world. But what does this all mean? What are the creators trying to relate to us through this symbolic episode? Let's discuss two possible explanations here. For one, the less New Age concept, but still a deviation from true Christianity, is that this episode symbolized Ahsoka going through purgatory. Now, I don't think this is the best description for what happened, but it came to my mind, and let's talk about it regardless. Now, purgatory is a theme in the Catholic Church, and is almost your Star Wars equivalent of this world between worlds that we saw Ahsoka in. One of the catechisms of the Catholic Church states that, quote, all who die in God's grace and friendship, but still imperfectly purified, are indeed assured of their eternal salvation, but after death they undergo purification, so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. The Church gives the name purgatory to this final purification of the elect, which is entirely different from the punishment of the damned, end quote. Now, I can't find direct biblical parallels to back up their definition of this purgatory. The Bible seems clear from my studies that there are only two clear alternatives after death, heaven or hell. You don't need additional purification after death to enter heaven. In any case, and in the case of this episode, I don't necessarily think that purgatory meets the symbolism displayed, mainly because she's not dead. If she truly was dead and was somehow being shown to earn her way into the afterlife, then it would make sense, but in the context of this episode, I don't think that's the case. The reason I don't think purgatory is the correct reference then leads me to my second explanation. This showcased the New Age concept of defeating death on your own, a la a form of reincarnation, as is in Eastern mysticism. Now here are a few quotes from Anakin to Ahsoka throughout this vision, which all have a similar thread.
What's the lesson, Master?
Live. Or die.
What if I want to stop fighting?
Then you'll die. I gave you a choice. Live or die.
And then here was Ahsoka's final response.
I choose to live.
So not only did she choose to live, as in she is the ultimate master over her own life in this godless Star Wars universe, but Ahsoka also obtained a renewed purpose in her life, to fight for the light, to go back to the Jedi / white magic path that she had turned away from many years before. And this is explicitly mentioned by Anakin, using some interesting language. Here's a clip.
Ahsoka, within you will be everything I am. All the knowledge I possess. Just as I inherited knowledge from my master, and he from his. You are part of a legacy.
So this vision is meant to remind her that she has been imparted with all the knowledge, aka Gnosis, from Anakin, that only a few throughout the galaxy have. She's special, she's an elite warrior, and she needs to remember that. Now the quest for knowledge and the obtaining of knowledge is not only key in Hinduism and Buddhism, but also in Helena Blavatsky's Theosophical Society, dating back to the late 1800s, which was a direct precursor to the New Age. The increase of knowledge, aka Gnosis, is a way to ascend into a higher form of being in future reincarnations, with the end goal being a final enlightened being achieving a state of Nirvana, aka the Force Ghost in Star Wars. From the Encyclopedic Dictionary of Cults, Sects, and World Religions by Larry Nichols, which examines world religions and cults from a Christian perspective, quote, in Theosophy, people are saved if they seek to become conscious of the deep and hidden knowledge within themselves and the universe. Reincarnation is the process through which the adept ascends the celestial ladder of knowledge to occupy an astral body. Through self-effort, an individual weans his or her way into a salvific state called Nirvana. Reincarnation is the method by which the latent becomes actual. End quote. So Ahsoka learns from her vision that she must fully embrace the light path of the Force. This is clearly symbolized as she emerged from the water and was then clothed in bright white apparel, a la Gandalf the White in Lord of the Rings, after his very similar near-death experience of falling to his death. So, in conclusion here, I may sound like a broken record, but I have to say it again and again. Salvation is only through God, not through our own mystical experiences where we are victorious over problems in our life. This is one of the issues I have with the whole self-help industry and even programs like Alcoholics Anonymous to get people off drugs and alcohol addiction. The famous guitarist and singer Eric Clapton, a former drug and alcohol addict, stated in his 2007 autobiography that, quote, "My family continues to bring me joy and happiness. I would gladly say that they are the number one priority in my life, but this cannot be, because I know that I would lose it all if I did not put my sobriety at the top of that list," end quote. So the focus here is all about self. It's all about self-actualization, self-improvement. It's inherently a selfish ideology. Though yes, I would agree that it has likely saved the mortal lives of many people, but it has done so only for their physical existence, because it does nothing for their eternal souls by failing to discuss the importance of submission to God, casting all your cares and needs and problems on Him, and letting Him do the work within you. Now, I wish I could have provided some more Bible verses to go along with this episode, but there weren't really any that were blatantly obvious to me, and I'll be the first to tell you that I'm no biblical scholar or a person with an encyclopedic knowledge of the Bible and what verses relate to specific topics. I do hope to be that person over time, God willing. But for now, I'll just leave you with this verse. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. "For by grace you are saved through faith. It is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast." That's the epitome of what it means to be a Christian, in the complete opposite of New Age thinking, theosophy, Buddhism, and Hinduism. As Joshua said in the Old Testament, "Choose this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So at the end of the day, who will you serve? God or yourself? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Conspiracy in the Force. We'll be back next week to discuss part 6 of this Ahsoka series. Until then, God bless.